Welcome back to the Psalms, everyone. Psalm 136 is a favorite for many and an essential psalm in Israel's history through the Old Testament. It is a psalm of gratitude. Listen in at verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. You may have noticed some repetition. There will be much more. It is good to repeat the things that we should never forget. The first repetition opens the first three verses. Give thanks. This whole psalm is thanksgiving, every last line of it. We won't see the words on every line, but all that follows is a continuation of this opening sentence. Verses 4, 10, 13, 16, and 17 all begin with "to him," to drive home just whom we give thanks to. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords. This psalm is all gratitude, right through to the final verse. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever. So it's all gratitude, and it's all about the endurance of his love. We've heard it before, and here we'll hear it with every line. Remember that we saw this same proclamation throughout the Old Testament, from David's directions for worship to Solomon's dedication of the temple, to the rededication of the temple foundation rebuilt from ruin in Ezra. This one refrain echoes from the temple walls and from the halls of history. And echo is the perfect word to describe Psalm 136. Every last line is a call and response. Picture the ancient Israelites gathered at the temple or synagogue, and picture us with them. The worship leaders now play the role of storyteller, as two great stories will be retold, the story of creation and the story of Israel's salvation from slavery in Egypt. We've heard these stories before, but this time, as they walk us through the familiar elements, as we see the story in our mind's eye, we hear the echo from every corner of that story, as though history itself echoed with this one abiding truth. And we all declare it together: his love endures forever. And it does. So let's dive in. The first three verses are gratitude for who God is. He is God over every so-called God. He is Lord over every Lord. And in verse 4, we move to gratitude for what God does. Give thanks to him who alone does great wonders. His love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens. His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. His love endures forever. Who made the great lights. His love endures forever. So verses 5 to 9 are all gratitude for God's wonders in creation. Some of the phrases come right from Genesis, like the sun to govern the day and the moon and stars to govern the night. But this time, we hear God's love echoing with every mighty work. His love was there, and it's still there. His understanding in verse 5 is a recognition of the absolute scientific brilliance that was poured into every aspect of creation. And yet, pervasive of that brilliance is his love. As you read, try to picture each work of creation: the earth, the waters, the sun, the moon. But don't miss the first word in each line. This is not about the works, but about the one who wrought them, and about how he loves us. And since that one phrase is repeated so much, let's dig in on it. His love. The Hebrew is hesed. The word is far richer than any one English word can capture. Some translations have it as loving kindness, others as mercy or unfailing love. Many scholars see it as the Old Testament expression of God's grace. It is often used in relation to God's covenant, to which he is ever faithful. All of that is built into these two little words, his love. And here we see his love endures. The perseverance of God's love is immeasurable. His love is a fighter. You get knocked down, his love is right there with you, in the dirt, pulling you back up again. Dust yourself off, stand to your feet, beat your chest, and get back in the game. He loves you right through it. His love endures forever. It fights through that battle with you. It fights through this one, it will fight the next. His love will never quit, ever. It is eternal. And speaking of fights, back at verse 10, we recall one of Israel's greatest. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, his love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them. His love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, his love endures forever, and brought Israel through the midst of it. His love endures forever, but swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. His love endures forever. The story of Israel's salvation. After 400 years in Egypt, after welcoming arms of refuge, slowly turned to cruel shackles of oppression, and a generation cried out to God in desperation, and the Lord showed up, his mighty hand, his outstretched arm. As we set ourselves there with the ancient Israelites singing this song together, remember that this is their story. God saved them. That Red Sea parting is not only miraculous and amazing, it's personal. We survived. Our generation is alive now because God showed up then. And as you read this one back, I want you to imagine what it would be like if you could sing your story this way, your history, all of God's work in creation leading up to you, and his work of salvation in your life put to song. And with every line, every trial, and every triumph, you hear the refrain. To him who got us through the storm so we never went without, his love endures forever. Who was there when the bank foreclosed and my heart began to doubt, his love endures forever. And when sin closed in, he made a way out. His love endures forever. Now in verse 16, we've moved through the wilderness and into the promised land with all its battles. Read with me. To him who led his people through the wilderness, his love endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, his love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, his love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, his love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, his love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance. His love endures forever. An inheritance to his servant Israel. His love endures forever. Now, if you walk through those stories with us in Numbers, you know that they give us a picture of the sanctification that follows salvation. God rescued us from slavery to sin. Now he leads us through desert struggles where we learn to trust him, then into the promised land where battles face us daily, battles with temptation, with the devil, the world, and with our own flesh. God gave the Israelites victory over mighty and wicked kings, and he gives us victory over every temptation and every doubt. Now there's a whole lot that gets skipped here. All of Israel's failures and lack of faith are never mentioned. That's because this psalm is about God's love and our gratitude for his work. That's a good lesson for us when we think back on our story. Don't dwell on your failure. God doesn't. Through all those stories, see His work, the perseverance of His love, and His plan to bring us in to a good land. Verse 23, He remembered us in our low estate. His love endures forever and freed us from our enemies. His love endures forever. Now that is a beautiful thought. At the lowest point in my life, God remembered me and set me free. This is perhaps the greatest testimony to the endurance of His love. It persevered through the trials and chains and struggles of my own sin and saw me through to freedom. Verse 25, He gives food to every creature. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever. Read Psalm 136. Stand with the congregation of the saved. Remember our story together and echo the proclamation that fills the halls of history. His love endures forever.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.